Welcome, child of God, to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney is the head pastor of God's Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is The Mind, Heart, and Mouth, Part 1. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Today we are going to look at the mind, the heart, and the mouth. We are going to specifically look at the mouth and how to discipline it. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say discipline the mouth. Amen. Well, quickly, I want to bless God for everybody here. Amen. I really thank God for your life, that you are still alive. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I've heard somebody just took a cab from Medina to Choco and he didn't come back. Hallelujah. I want to be grateful to God that we are all alive and He will take us through. As we even prepare to cross over to 2024, I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. Amen. Your mind is something that is very important because the devil loves to put thought into our mind. And this thought that the devil likes to put in our mind sometimes, it doesn't matter whether you are a born again Christian or you are heaven bound. He can put what some thought in your mind. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And sometimes when he put that thought in your mind, your effectiveness to function as a believer is not there. Are you with me? And when those thoughts come into your mind, there are many times where these thoughts try to fight against the positive thought. And the positive thought is the thought from the word of God. Are you understanding me? Because the enemy will not put good thought in your mind. He will always put what? Negative word thought in your mind. Are you understanding me? So most of the time you will see that the mind which the enemy has fed with negative thought is always fighting the word of God. Somebody say the mind. Say the mind. So there are times where we try to turn our mind to God, or we try as much as possible to agree with the word of God. But most of the time, the enemy will feed some negative, somebody say negative, some negative thought in our mind. And then we feel like, no, there is something wrong with our perspective and even how we see things. Hallelujah. Not only the mind, but your heart as well. And your heart talks about your attitude and talks about your emotions. So the enemy can put what certain things in your heart and give you, the repercussion is that those things that come in your heart, it brings out wrong attitude. Are you understanding me? Sometimes the way you act, the way you do things is because the enemy has fed your heart with something. And the resultant thing about it is that, or the result of it is that you then begin to experience or reflect issues about pride, about arrogance, about unbelief, about lust, about depression. These are things that the enemy has put on your heart. Are you understanding me? And most of the times, if we are not careful, these things can cause unforgiving spirit. It can cause one to be rebellious. It can even shatter and break families and break relationship. And these are the product of Beelzebub, Lucifer. Hallelujah. When he was thrown down from heaven, trying to rise up and be at par with God, now he is the king of the earth, or the prince of the earth, and he wants to gather people with him to hell. Look at somebody, say, I'm not going with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27, we learn that Christians, we give opportunity to the devil if we do not deal with wrong attitude. Are you understanding me? Wrong attitude. If we don't deal with it, we open what? Doors for the enemy to come into our life. Not only in our life, but come into the church, come into the nation, and come into our families. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. The devil only has access when we sin, or when we give him the opportunity. That is the only time he has access. That is the only time that he has access. And you will have access in your life if there is a door. Even as little as that door is open, he can creep in. And it's strange that you can find that a snake can squeeze itself and enter some place. Sometimes they can be there for months and you never know that they are there. Are you understanding me? And that is the effect of the enemy. That is what the devil does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Christians, most of the times we allow ourselves for the enemy to penetrate in our life. And most of our wrong attitude is because we have opened a door for Satan to creep into our lives. But I pray for you today, as you hear the word of God, may that door be shut in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ defeated him 2,000 years ago. He has no power. Jesus said that I've given you the authority. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. There is another thing that is the mouth, and that is what I want to speak about today. Hallelujah. Amen. The mouth is very, very important. We love to talk. Look at somebody, say, you love to talk. Hallelujah. We love to talk. There is talk shows everywhere. Now it's flooding our TVs. Sometimes 1 hour they are on it, talking about certain things. You know, sometimes you don't even understand. But because the team is a talk show, you still have to watch. Are you understanding me? You see, the truth of the matter is that per research, the average man can speak over 20,000 words a day. The average man can speak over 20,000 words a day. And the average woman can speak about 30,000 words a day. Someone say, Imonoso. Hallelujah. It is very important, because men unnaturally will love to talk. There are times where in our talking we resent, or we are even resentful in our talking. There was a man that asked a guy and say, between you and your wife, who has the last words? He says, I'm very thankful that my wife always has the last words. Are you on it? Because he is happy for his wife to end the conversation. Other than that, she will speak until daybreak. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So some of us, we have the natural ability to say the wrong things at the right time. Are you understanding me? We say the wrong things, and the wrong things that we are supposed to speak the right things at the right time. Hallelujah. Sometimes it is not the atmosphere or the moment to begin to have a conversation, but then we begin to have that conversation. Are you understanding me? Am I speaking to married people here? Those that are not married, may God give you a husband. Correct one.
proper one.
Hallelujah.
A bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh.
But yet now don't receive it. Hallelujah.
Our mouth, look at somebody, say your mouth will get you into trouble. Say your mouth will get you into trouble. You see, our mouth will always get us what into trouble. And James talks about the mouth or the tongue, and he's very prolific about it. I mean, the entire New Testament is somebody that echoes more about it. And we want to look at what he talks about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Please go back to me. It says that, go back, James chapter 3 verse 1. Give me the scripture, please. Please, when you are coming to church, bring your notebooks and your Bible. Hallelujah. If you want to put it on your phone, please do it well. On your tablet, do it well. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to be like the Bereans. Write it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you, your phones, sometimes you begin to type and it freezes. So it means that the whole sermon, you don't type anything. So go back to the old days, get a notebook and write. Am I blessing you? It says that, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive what? No, you are give James chapter 3 verse, next verse, please. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we know that we who teach will be judged more what? Strictly. Next verse, please. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep what their whole body what in check. Next verse, please. Let's read together, church. To make them obey us, we can turn the whole what animal. Next verse. Or take shapes. Next verse. Now hold it there for me. Let me preach here and then we'll continue. Hallelujah. James is saying that we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to keep his whole body what in check. James says that if you can control your mouth, you are perfect. If you what? You can control what? Your mouth, you are perfect. And he's not talking about sinless here. He's talking about maturity. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Why are you looking? You don't understand what I'm saying. Amen. Please talk back to me. Hallelujah. It's a talking church. Amen.
He's saying that it's not just about sinless, but it's about what? Maturity. He says that he is what? He is perfect. And he's able to keep his whole body in what? In check. The word perfection in Greek literally means mature and what? And healthy. So if I keep my mouth in check, I am what? Mature. If I keep my mouth in check, I am what?
I am healthy. Are you understanding me? When you go to the doctor, and nurses are here, right? Please, the nurses, wave your hand. Let me see. Don't be shy. We all know you are a nurse. Wave your hand. Nurses, wave your hand. Okay. Hallelujah. When you go to the hospital, I mean, some of us have experienced that before. Sometimes you go, they say, stick out your tongue. Is it not true? Why do they say that? Please give him, say it. No microphone. You say it. Consolitis. You know, let me continue my message. I will break my tongue. I am liable. Someone say, man of God said consa something. Don't worry, it's consa. Let's put it in a short form, consa. Hallelujah.
When you are not feeling well, like what the man of God is saying, that, you know, when you stick out your tongue, the doctor is able to check. Are you understanding me? Whether there are some infections and all that. Hallelujah. So you stick out, somebody says stick your tongue. So when you stick your tongue will reveal what is going on the inside
of you. Are you understanding me? It's not just physical, but what? Spiritual here. And what I'm talking about is not just physical, but what? But spiritual. Your tongue can tell who you are. Your tongue can tell who you are. Just one statement, I can tell who you are. Is it not true? Some people, just their tongue alone, when they begin to speak, they can tell that. Is it not true? Why are you not smiling? Hallelujah. And James says that we've got to learn to manage our mouth. Discipline your mouth. Manage what? Your mouth. Discipline. Say discipline. Discipline your mouth. You've got to learn how to tame your tongue. You have to learn how to tame what? Your tongue. You have to put it under control. Say under control. Now, why must I watch what I say? Why? Somebody say, man of God, you are saying tongue, you are saying mouth. Why must I watch what I must say? I must watch what I say. And this is not just like you are kidding. Hallelujah. You say something like, I'm just kidding. No, you have to watch what you say. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to what? Watch what you say. It's, some people say, you know, it's only words. I'm just kidding. It's only words. Ha! Look at someone say, ha! No, it's only words. You see, words are what? Are significant. And that is what James says. He says what? Words are what? Are significant. And three reasons why we have to learn to discipline our tongue or manage our mouth. James gives us some illustration and I want us to look at it. Number one, he says that my mouth, write it down, my mouth direct where I go. Your mouth will direct where, you can personalize it. My mouth direct where I go. And he has tremendous influence and control over my life, the mouth. Are you understanding me? The mouth can control what? My life. And it can tell me where my life is heading towards. Just my mouth. It can tell me where my life what is heading towards. Where I'm going to be in the next 10 years, my mouth can tell me. I can tell from the way you speak where you end up in the next 5 years. Are you understanding me? Look at your conversation very well. Look at somebody, say, look at, watch out your conversation. Come on, tell the person, watch out your conversation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you like to talk about? What do you like to what? To talk about. Are you understanding me? What do you like to talk about? Not just about, but about most. I remember when we were in the end time, we developed an English language, about. Hallelujah. That means you talk too much. Hallelujah. What do you like to talk about what most? And there are times where your words can shape you. Your words can shape your life. Your words can shape your vision. Your words can shape your dreams. Are you understanding me? So you've got to watch out what you say. My tongue is small. It is tiny, but it's powerful. It might look like it is one of the part of the body that is always hidden somewhere, somehow. Unless it smells food, then it comes out, or water or something like that. But it looks tiny, but it's very what? Powerful. Are you understanding me? I'm told that you are a medical person. I'm told that when a body when somebody dies, the tongue, it smells really. You've heard about, or you are not, you, hallelujah, the most tiniest of it in there, it's very dangerous. Are you understanding me? Look at somebody, say the mouth. The mouth. Hallelujah. In verse 3, it says, consider a bit in a horse mouth. He's giving an illustration here. And he's saying that, look at a horse, a stallion. And it's just one, strategically, a metal is put. You have the picture there, I sent you. Is it there? Put it there. A metal that they put what on the mouth can direct the stallion
where the stallion should go. Have you seen a man on a horse before? Hallelujah. It's there. The metal that strategically they put on the mouth, the joker on it will be able to direct the horse. Because of what? Of the metal that they put what? And James is saying here, he says that consider a bit in what? In the horse mouth. Are you understanding me? Likewise, your tongue controls the direction of your life. And wherever you want to go, your tongue can control you. Am I communicating? He then goes on. Next verse. He says, consider a sheep. Somebody say a sheep. Am I preaching? He says, consider what? A sheep. And if you look at a sheep, put it there for me. He says that it talks about what? The rudder. And the rudder is relatively something small when it comes to the sheep. But the rudder can what? Direct what? Where the sheep will go. That is there. Is it there? Have you seen it? That thing there pointing rudder, R-U-D-D-E-R, is there. It's your first time you are seeing that, right? Are you understanding me? It directs what? The sheep. Whether you should move what? Left or you should move what? Right. And James talks about it here. He says our tongue is like a rudder that steers us, like a rudder what? Of a ship. Are you understanding me? He says that they are steered by a very small rudder whenever the pilot what? Want to go. And this is what happens. He's saying that the tongue directs where I go. And I want you to write this word down. Steer. 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 Your tongue will what? Will steer your life. Are you understanding me? Your tongue is the steering wheel of your life. And that is why the Bible says that there is power and what? In what? In the tongue. There is life and there is what? Dead what? In the tongue. Oh, Jesus. Somebody say, watch the tongue. Watch the tongue. Watch the tongue. Hallelujah. Many people, you know, sometimes they think that the tongue is nothing. There was this guy who decided to go to a monastery and he was on probation for 3 years. And in that 3 years, they told him not to speak at all. But each of the year, at the end of the year, you should say 2 words. Hallelujah. Now, when I say 1 word, you say the other word. Are you following? They said at the end of the year, you can say 2 words. 2 words. At the end of each year, 3 years probation. At the end of each year, he can say 2 words. Hallelujah. The first year, when the first year ended, when I say bed, you say heart. Bed. Oh, come on. Heart. Heart. Heading heart. When I say bed, you say heart. Bed. So first year, he went to the chief priest at the monastery. And said that bed. Oh, talk back to me. You guys are not good students. Hallelujah. Bed. That was first year, at the end of the year. And that was what he said. At the second year, he went to the chief priest again. And this time, when I say food, you say cold. Food. 2 words he was allowed at the end of each year. The last year, he went to the high priest and really, the guy was tired of all this silence in these 3 years. And finally, when I say I, you say quit. I. Somebody say fire. Yeah. Hallelujah. He told the chief priest, I. Oh God, have mercy. And the chief priest said, you know what? You don't surprise me that you said this thing. Because for you, since you came, you've been complaining. Can you imagine that if they allowed him to speak for the whole year? Hallelujah. I'm sure he will now say, food, salt. We have to learn how to what? Control what? Our tongue. And James says that your tongue direct where you go. Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, learn how to control your tongue. Number 2, my tongue can destroy what I have. My tongue can destroy what I have.
Give me verse 5. James gives an illustration. He says that imagine a beautiful forest. And in that beautiful forest, there is like tall trees and everything there. It looks very, very beautiful. But 1 minute something happens. Somebody light a tiny match and the whole forest is burnt. Are you understanding me? And there was history about these Australian fires and somebody had to light, some match and it destroyed a lot of trees. Are you understanding me? James is saying that a careless word can destroy your life overnight. A careless word can destroy your life overnight. Gossip is like fire. Look at somebody say gossip. Ay, 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 ay. Gossip is what? It's like gossip can destroy relationship, can destroy families, can destroy nation, can destroy the church. Gossip is like what? It's like fire. Are you understanding me? Gossip can destroy not only your reputation, but can destroy the reputation of others. Are you understanding me? Gossip is like fire. When you light it a bit, it can spread like bushfire. Are you understanding me?
Hey. Oh, mommy, no, bye. Is if you're not pampas. Then she moved to the next person. Now, pampas, you need three so. And then you want so. And he moved to the next person. They will add and add and add and. They be all bound, sorry, I see sleepers. No, hey, nene, they are then, nene. What could she shoo? And now, when you're sugar daddy, and hey, someone's a fire, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shoo back, what turn when you're sugar daddy? Hallelujah. Somebody say, gossip is like fire, it destroys families, it destroys the church, it destroys friendship. Hallelujah. James is saying that you have to learn to control what your tongue. It's like fire. Your tongue is what? It's like fire. Are you understanding me? You see, fire and words under control can be so beautiful. Fire can light a room to be so bright. Words can give comfort for somebody to feel out. Are you understanding me? But when it is used in a negative way, it can impact what? Your life. And James says that you have to learn how to control what? Your tongue. Give me Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. You have the good news. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. Can we read together? Give me good news, please. You have good news. Good news. Let's read together. You will have to live with the consequence of everything you say. Look at somebody say, you will live with the consequence of everything you say. Listen, today you might think that you have gotten away with it, but it will come to haunt you one day. Are you understanding me? It will what? It will come to what? Haunt you what? One day. Are you understanding me? Give me verse 6 of James. Give me my uncle's verse 6. It says that it sets the whole course of his life on fire and is itself set on fire by hell. Are you understanding me? And I want you to circle the word whole course here. He's saying here that words can create a chain of what? Reaction. It says the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the part of the body. It corrupts the body, set the whole course of one's life on fire. And I want you to write that word down, course. C-O-U-R-S-E. Write it down. He said that it set the whole course of one's life what? On what? On fire. And you can say something like, you know what? I didn't mean to say that words to harm you. I didn't mean to. But listen, it has devastating effect. I didn't mean. What came you? What am I saying?
and you don't know, it has devastating what effect. It can keep me down in life for the rest of my life. It can kill my self-esteem. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? Now I cannot be who I am because of one word. And James is saying that keep that tongue under control. Look at somebody, and you be na ye kai, and you be bia. Hallelujah. Unless you see, you will talk. And you be bia. There are times where you have to look.
I see, I no see. Hallelujah.
Keep your tongue what? Under control. Are you understanding me?
Am I communicating?
He says that you can say something and sometimes you feel like you are going to get away with it, but it will come back to what? To haunt you one day. Hallelujah. And sometimes let me just break it down here. You have a husband that comes back from work and he's all stressed up, he's all tired, and you know, he comes home and he say, ah, da 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 me diani, ah, then I'm a dean that I then be Dickiness. Can I say hello? Hallelujah. Married people, we are talking. Hallelujah. Amen.
Now they're you know how some husbands they speak like that. My friend Sam is me by me by a dean in being
Lady Derek. Can I have a witness here? And the woman is frustrated, and he also calls the younger son and he says, come on, go to the kitchen, go and get a. You know, the table prepared and all that. And he's also frustrated and tells the younger sister, oh, come on, go over there. And the younger sees some cat there and puts the cat. And the cat also is frustrated and now goes and then see there is a baby in the house and go and scratch the baby's cheek like that. And the baby also has a doll and bites the doll. Chain of what? Reaction. He says that it set the whole course of one's life what on fire from the doorway. Now see what has caused. One word has changed what the entire family. Look at somebody, say, watch what you say. Say, watch what you say. It says that set on fire by hell itself. Sometimes when you are, you know, when you counsel people and, you know, a bit of frustration and all that, and they want to divorce and say, what happened? He spoke, I spoke. And what happened? Hell broke loose. Do you love him? Yes. But now what's happened? I've changed my mind. Hallelujah. Because you spoke, I spoke. Somebody say, you spoke, I spoke. Hallelujah. Aden Okaya, one year deal. Hallelujah. You see, there are times when there is so much anger, the other party speaks, you keep quiet and walk away. Are you understanding me?
When scripture says, flee from all youthful desire, not only flee from this, all these things are part. Are you understanding me?
Sometimes what? Walk away. Go to your room, go and stay there, open some TV, some gospel song, go and listen quietly, cool down. Because if you are not good, the next thing is that you will make sure that rice, you will add more salt to it.
The married people, are we here? Or the cohabitation people, are you here? May God release you from that in Jesus' name.
Worry, and I will tune chinisan.
Hallelujah.
And James say that, listen, you have to what? Be careful. Give me Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. You can destroy your family, you can destroy your children, your career, and everything around your life if you don't learn to manage your mouth. You don't learn to discipline what? Your mouth. It's like what? Fire. Proverbs 21:20. Let's read together. Do you have good news? Give me good news. Quickly, please.
Let's read together.
If you want to stay out of trouble, be careful what
you say. Look at somebody, read the scripture to him or her, please, kindly, respectfully.
Sometimes now God is in trouble. Lord, why did you create me this way?
Oh Jesus. Somebody say fire.
James uses another illustration. He talks about a zoo. And next verse, please. All kinds of animals have been tamed by man, but no man can tame what? The tongue. It says all kinds of animal, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed. Tamed by what? By mankind. But mankind cannot tame what? The tongue. And there are times where, as humanly as impossible as it is, there is one man that can help you, and he is Jehovah Mekadiskep. One man that can help you to be what? To tame what? Your tongue. Are you understanding me? The tongue is a deadly poison. How many of you have been to the safari before? I have not been there before. So that's why I'm asking you. Have you been there before? Hallelujah. You've seen it on TV. May God give you money for you to travel to the and go and see the safari. Hallelujah. I prophesy. May God give you grace to go on holidays. When you go to the safari, you see sometimes on TV, we watch on, they will say, roll the glasses up and all that. Don't put your head. Because you will pull your head out, you try to now visibly look at what is happening there. It will take only Daniel to step in the lion's den, and God will shut them out. What?
Of the lion.
It is only God that can tame what? Your tongue.
Are you understanding me? Hallelujah.
Tongue is a poison, and it's a venom. It's a venom. It can destroy your life. It can take the beauty of your life. Are you understanding me? If you don't learn how to control it, it will, you see, the tongue can assassinate what? People. You think that assassinating is only picking some rifle and going to hide somewhere and squeeze the bullet. No. The tongue can what? Assassinate somebody. One word. Just one word. Believers, am I preaching to you? May God help you control your tongue. In the name of Jesus, I stand in the regalia of the grace of God, and I pray for you. May God give you grace to control your tongue. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, hallelujah. Because if we open our mouth, the things we will say, sometimes the anger is crying. Hallelujah. And you see a mother who take to say, this is our party. Hallelujah. Because the boy for them with the ladder. But they are bam man also. I don't know one for me, Papa. Nine. You are 97, Papa. But there are times where you have to what? Control what? Your time. Because these things, they can kill what? Self what? Esteem. You might think that he's a child. You might think that he's a young lady. But you are assassinating that which is in here. Look at somebody. I will learn to control my tongue, and God will give me the grace. Number three, and I close with this. Continue next week. I'll give you the solution. Write it down. My tongue displays who I am. My tongue displays who I am. It reveals my character. And I want you to write it down. It reveals my character. My tongue reveals my character. It tells what is really on the inside what, of me. Are you understanding me? And James points out how inconsistent that some of us we are.
that there are times where, give me next verse, we praise the Lord and the following moment we are cursing. Let's read together. Verse 9. Who have been made in God's what? Likeness. This same tongue, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. The following day, on didn't put the chair. How they be how I say share. Minute, the same tongue is cursing human beings. Wapampas. Hallelujah. The same tongue is what is cursing human beings. And James is saying how inconsistent people are, how inconsistent believers are. That today we are, hallelujah, praise God, Lord, you are beautiful, you are great, I love you, and the following day you are cursing your fellow human being who was created in the image of God. You see, if we are getting these messages, it will help the nation, it will help society, it will help families, it will build families, it will make families what, very what, solid. From the same mouth we come praising, and then we come what, cursing. Are you understanding me? We sing praises to the Lord, and the same mouth we are what, we are cursing. Are you understanding me? But I want to explain something to you here, because it's amazing how quickly our attitude can change. In 1 minute we are saying praise the Lord, and in the next minute we say shut up. And in here James is not talking about just what, cursing as the cursing that you know. He's not talking, it's not just mean profanity here. Are you understanding me? He's talking about putting people down, labeling them. There are some people, we've labeled them in our life. There are labels behind them. Hallelujah. Your words, they put people what? Down. Are you understanding me? They put people down. You see, if you are in a relationship, or you are married, or you are in relation, and then you see, some relationships, they die because some cannot control what their tongue. Are you understanding me? And you say it and you don't say it. What? Well, are you understanding me? There are something in family home. Sit your one corner, manage your business. I remember, you know, in processes of training our son, sometimes we are in the vehicle, we are speaking, and now he just barges in the conversation. And then mommy be like, shut up, who is speaking to you? Keep quiet. Are you understanding me? This is not your conversation. And some of us, we do that. We be in your big casa. Someone say, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. And then you just barge into it like that. And now you even take the conversation as those that started the conversation, you have just carried the conversation. From the same mouth, we come praising Lord, and the same mouth, we put people down. You are good for nothing. You are putting the person what, down. Hallelujah. Sometimes we might not say it in that way, like good for nothing, but how we will say it is just like saying that. Our wife been good. You are labeling them. No, I'm serious, man. Listen, and times in our dealings we think that these things, they are like jokes and all that, but you don't know how people receive messages. People are very sensitive, in fact extremely sensitive. Just one word and they go and think about it. Can I have a witness here? Are you understanding me? Extremely sensitive. And that is why James is saying that control what, your tongue. Are you understanding me? We say words like you will never amount to anything. We are putting the person down. These people are God's images. Are you understanding me? And that is why it's very important. And sometimes we think that how is it possible that we can be loving to people? We love people, we love our kids, we love our husband, wives, and in the next moment we are cold and we are mean to them. In the next moment we damage their self-esteem. In the next moment we make them feel like they do not what, exist.
And I want to ask you a question here this morning. Do you struggle with inconsistency of your tongue?
You see, that is why some of your relationship will not last long. You see,
someone's a fire. When you cast on yet there,
can you imagine you are speaking to a nice guy and you just talk in me out?
You don't think about it. Somebody say, be pragmatic. With the worst nearby and away here to one.
Hallelujah. And your whatever will go to town, they will see nice thing they want to buy for you, they can't buy it. Because when they bring,
hey, we now to mommy, we now to mommy.
Jesus, have mercy.
Hallelujah. It says that we have to be what? Be careful, because if we are not, we would destroy relationship and destroy what? Family. What gives and what is the problem? Why do we do that? Why can't we genuinely mean something? Love somebody, like be kind to somebody, but in the next moment, in the minute, what is hate? You see, and it's so strange when it happens in the body of Christ. So strange. Or no best 3 1 minute, but 21. James gives us the answer in verse 11 and verse 12. There's the answer of this. Why? Is it that in 1 minute we are this, 1 minute we are that? I'll give you the solutions next week. But let's tackle with this. James gives us the answer in 11 verse 12. Give me that. He says that consider the source. Let's read together. Can what? And both fresh water and salt water flow from what? The same word spring. Go to next verse for me. My brothers, can what? Can a fig tree bear olives or grapevine bear what? Figs. Neither can salt spring produce what? Fresh water. The point here is that whatever is in the well comes out. Bucket in. Are you understanding? Whatever is in the well, what? Comes out. So what is the likelihood that an apple tree will produce cherries? Are you understanding me? The problem is not really about the tongue. The problem is the heart. And that is why I started beginning explain the mind, that the problem is about what? The heart. Out of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speaking. When in your heart, oh, I'm sorry, I'm kidding. There is a conceive in the heart. Are you understanding me? I didn't know what you are. I'm kidding. There is a conceive in what? In the heart. A community is see a me. I don't know to me. I see man in pie. Are you understanding me? It can never be, because whatever is on the inside will what? Will come up. So the real problem is not about the tongue, but the problem is my heart. What's inside of me is what comes out. Am I communicating? So the mouth eventually will betray you. The mouth will what? Will betray you. So today you are all nice, all beautiful, all nice, you know, like, you know, how are you? How are you doing? But sincerely in their heart, all nice. One day the way you backward to a pine. Are you on a, and then you know the person will come. Oh, sorry, you know, I'm just kidding, you know. Oh, sorry.
Liar.
It has always been what? In the heart. Listen, you check it. You are watching me like I'm a stranger. You check it. You can relate. That's why you are quiet.
I thought I was a stranger here. Okay, then I can't preach.
What is on the inside will always what come out. Are you understanding me? So I have said something, but it's something that is on my heart. Are you understanding me? So I say it like that, and then I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm just. When you say sorry, I'm just kidding. You know, I didn't mean it. You know, I just said it. Just said it. You know, it's good. But the Bible said, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So something me mini pass me catch you. I come na fifa sem no sa. One day somebody are pine am say wo.
And then me say come.
Hallelujah. Be you at one am sa. Sa. It's because what the heart has what consumed it all the time. It's perceived it all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my problem is not what really my look at somebody say my problem. It's not really my tongue. My problem is my heart. What's inside is what comes out. Say, what's inside is what comes out. Catch him, say, your mouth will betray you. Say, your mouth will betray you. Who will be that home? So be away, they be your channel. They be your channel. They be your channel. And I say, for instance, you know. You are speaking to somebody. He's right behind you. You don't know. You know he's right behind you, and you are speaking. Now you turn, and the person is there. Have you experienced that before? Why are you looking at me like a fake? You turn, and the person is there like that. Look at somebody and say, "Anuya, it will betray you." James is telling you that control what your tongue. Are you understanding me? And sometimes, you know, we give so much excuses. We say something that we really mean it. It's very hurtful. And then we say, you know what? I don't mean it. I don't mean it. Shut up. Shut up. There is an iota there from your heart. Are you understanding me? The only thing is for you to say, I'm sorry. I said that. I am what? I am sorry. I say, and something happens. She releases one word. Sorry, I'll bet that, sir. That, sir. Someone say, ay, 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 ay. Am I preaching? Sorry, I want that, sir. It's in the heart, but the mouth has betrayed her. Hallelujah. The mouth has betrayed her. And then at this man, Sikaron Susu Ibi. To me, Kasem Sia. I said, I'm coming. Maybe you're Huna. Hello, darling. Now come and say, how then is kind of when you be? Your food is ready. How then is kind of when you be? Akumanu gusuka. One day I send to ya, I send by ya. How then is kind of when you be? The heart is tired, and the mouth will betray you. Somebody's on fire, yeah, yeah. Please be outstanding on your feet for me. I want you to touch as many people as you can. Tell the person that your mouth will betray you. Keep it under control.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon. And shalom.